Okay, true or false? You've looked up something online, maybe a pair of shoes or a new recipe, you name it, and then bam, it's following you around the internet for days. Like, how did they know I was thinking about buying a life-sized cardboard cutout of my dog?
It's unnerving, right? Well, get ready to be unnerved because a new FTC report just dropped. And it exposes the not-so-secret world of just how deep this data collection rabbit hole goes.
It really does feel like something out of a dystopian novel. We all knew social media and streaming companies were collecting our data, but the scope of it, that's what's so alarming here. This report doesn't just pull back the curtain, it rips it wide open.
The FTC actually uses the words vast surveillance, which should give everyone pause. And this isn't just about the stuff we're liking and sharing on their platforms. They're buying data from other sources, too. These shadowy figures called data brokers, right? They're like the middlemen of the data world, gathering your information from all sorts of places, your online purchases, loyalty programs, even public records, and then selling it off to the highest bidder.
So if you've ever wondered how that targeted ad for, say, a very specific type of cheese grater seemed to know exactly what you needed before you did, those data brokers might be the answer. But here's the thing. It's not just about annoying ads. This data collection has far-reaching consequences.
Absolutely. This goes way beyond just trying to sell you something. We're talking about serious potential harms, identity theft, online stalking, and even impacts on our mental health. Imagine being bombarded with content that's carefully curated to exploit your insecurities or anxieties.
And the kicker is, this data collection is a gold mine for these companies. They're making billions with a B by turning our digital lives into profit.
Exactly. This data is the fuel for their entire business model, which means the incentive to collect more, to know even more about us. It's only going to get stronger.
Okay, but how are they getting this information? We all know about cookies, those little trackers on websites, but the report also mentions these things called pixels that are apparently even sneakier.
Think of a pixel like a tiny, invisible image that a website places on your computer. You don't see it, but it's there, tracking your online activity, what you click on, what you look at, even how long you stay on a page.
Hold on, so even when I think I'm being all incognito and private browsing, these pixels are still watching me. That's both fascinating and incredibly creepy. It's like this whole other level of online tracking that most of us had no idea was even happening.
Exactly, and it's often used in ways we wouldn't expect. Say you're browsing for flights on a travel website. A pixel on that site could then share your browsing data with an advertising network. Suddenly, you start seeing ads for those same flights, or even other travel deals popping up everywhere you go online. It's all connected.
Okay, so that explains the targeted ads. But earlier you mentioned this data having even bigger implications, like impacting our finances. That sounds seriously intense.
It is. Think about it. The data these companies collect isn't just being used to sell you products. It can also be used to make decisions about things like loan approvals, insurance rates, even job opportunities.
Wait, so you're telling me that the stuff I do online could affect whether or not I get approved for a mortgage?
It's not that far-fetched. We're talking about algorithms, these computer programs that analyze massive amounts of data to identify patterns and make predictions. And sometimes these algorithms can perpetuate existing biases in society.
Like how? Can you give me an example?
Sure, let's say a company uses an algorithm to help them sort through job applications. Sounds efficient, right? But if that algorithm was trained on data that already contains biases, for example, if historically the company has hired more men than women for leadership positions, that algorithm might unintentionally screen out qualified female applicants.
Wow. That's really unsettling. It's like these algorithms are baking in real-world prejudices and then potentially impacting people's lives in very real ways.
Precisely. And this isn't just hypothetical. There have been documented cases of algorithmic bias in areas like housing, loan applications, even criminal justice.
Okay, so we've established that companies are gathering tons of data on us, often in ways we're not even aware of, and that this data can have some seriously scary implications. But it seems like the FTC is especially concerned about how all of this impacts young people. What's going on there?
The FTC report is basically sounding the alarm about a lack of adequate safeguards to protect children and teens online. Think about it. Kids today have grown up in this digital world. They're constantly sharing information, often without fully grasping the potential consequences.
Which is even more concerning when you consider how persuasive these platforms are designed to be. I mean, adults struggle with social media addiction. It's got to be even harder for kids to navigate that.
Exactly. And the report calls out companies for claiming their services aren't intended for kids, so they're not responsible for what happens.
Oh, come on. That's like saying, we didn't build this playground for kids, so it's not our fault if they climb on the equipment. Hmm. Everyone knows kids are on these platforms.
Right. It's almost laughable how out of touch that sounds. But here's the thing. Simply saying, our platform is 18, clearly isn't working. The FTC is calling for more robust protections, but it's an uphill battle.
So what can we do? Are we all just doomed to be digital guinea pigs in this free-for-all data grab? So lay it on me. What's the FTC hoping to accomplish? Can they actually rein in these data-hungry giants?
They're certainly trying. One major recommendation is stronger federal privacy laws, especially when it comes to protecting kids online. Right now, the U.S. is lagging behind other developed countries in this area.
Which is kind of embarrassing when you think about it. We're supposed to be leading the way on innovation and technology. But when it comes to protecting our privacy, we're playing catch-up.
Exactly. And it's not just about passing laws.
Yeah.
The FTC is calling for companies to be more transparent about what they're doing with our data. Imagine if we actually knew how our information was being used, shared, and sold. Wouldn't that be revolutionary?
Seriously. It's like we've just been handing over our digital selves without asking any questions. But knowledge is power, right? If we actually understood what was going on, maybe we'd be more empowered to make different choices.
Absolutely. And it's not just about transparency. The FTC is also pushing for companies to limit data collection, delete data that's no longer needed, and give users more control over their privacy settings.
Okay, that all sounds great in theory, but let's be real. Are these companies actually going to make these changes voluntarily? They're making a fortune off our data. Why would they stop now?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? The FTC seems to be banking on a combination of public pressure and the threat of regulation to encourage companies to clean up their act. They're hoping that by shining a light on these practices and giving consumers more of a voice, companies will be forced to take privacy seriously.
So what can we do in the meantime? Besides swearing off the internet entirely, which, let's be honest, isn't really an option for most of us.
You're right. Digital detox isn't exactly a practical solution for most people, but there are things you can do. Start by checking the privacy settings on your social media accounts and streaming services. You might be surprised by how much data you're unknowingly sharing.
Right, like that whole allow location tracking thing.
Yeah.
I'm still not sure why so many apps need to know my every move.
Exactly. Question those defaults. See what you can opt out of. And remember those tracking pixels we talked about. There are browser extensions you can install to help block them. It won't stop all data collection, but it's a step in the right direction.
It's kind of empowering to realize that we do have some control over this, even if it feels like we're up against these massive corporations.
We absolutely do. And the more we advocate for our privacy, the more companies will be forced to listen. Remember, at the end of the day, we're not just users, we're consumers.
Yeah.
And companies rely on us. If enough of us start demanding better, they'll have to respond.
So what you're saying is there's hope. It's not all doom and gloom. We just need to be informed, be proactive, and maybe be a little bit more cautious about who we're trusting with our digital lives.
Exactly. This FTC report is a wake-up call, but it's also an opportunity. It's a chance for us to have a real conversation about the future of data privacy and to demand better from the companies that hold so much power in our digital world.
That's a great point to end on. It's not just about being afraid of data collection. It's about understanding it and shaping how it's used. So to our listeners, stay informed, stay curious, and most importantly, stay empowered. Because the future of our digital lives might just depend on it.